This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board, and today is October, what is today?
7th,
sorry. No, October 7th, okay. And so we are going to, this meeting was called specifically to consider passage of the bylaws, and we didn't get to the item for which this was noticed at our last meeting a couple of weeks ago. So that's where we are. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Alan, KPF2. Can't hear you. Argueta, KPFK, asked for an excused absence. Burden, WBAI, asked for an excused absence. Brazan?
Here.
Brazan present. Jim Brown?
Here.
Jim Brown present. Steve Brown, sorry, WBAI?
Present.
Steve Brown present. Cass Nave, KPFT?
Present.
Cass Nave present. Janet Coleman, WBAI, asked for an excused absence. Benito Diaz, WPFW?
Present.
Diaz present. Edward Seekert, KPFA, asked for an excused absence. Fuentes, KPFA, asked for an excused absence. Cobrin is present. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate, asked for an excused absence. Robert Mark, KPFT?
Present.
Mark present. Medina, KPFK?
Present.
Medina present. Norman, WPFW?
Present.
Norman present. Rabin, WVQR affiliate, asked for an excused absence. Ryder, KPFT, asked for an excused absence. Reyes, KPFK?
Present.
Reyes, present. Roberts, WBAI? Roberts, WBAI, can't hear you.
Present.
Roberts, present. Tucker, WPFW?
Present.
Tucker present. Wilkinson, KPFA, asked for an excused absence. We have 12 present. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Do we want to move to excuse the excused absences?
Lawrence moves to move to excuse the excused absences.
Is there a second?
Benito.
Are there any objections?
I'm sorry. Can I hear the list of names? I got dropped when she was doing attendance, I guess, because when I came back, they were calling, she was calling my name.
Okay. Rodrigo Argueta, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Brian Edward Seekert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Janice Lane Ewart, Robert Rabin, George Ryder, and Margie Wilkinson.
Okay. Do I hear any objections to excusing these members who asked for excused absence? Hearing no objections, they are...
Madam Chair?
Yes. Adriana?
Yes. I mean, we have this meeting with the sole purpose of discussing the proposed by law amendment. I believe that... 12 members, even when we have quorum, is not, I prefer the whole PMB discussing these issues. Then I move to postpone the discussion of the proposed bylaw amendment until the next PMB meeting of October 15, 2015. And the discussion of the proposed bylaw amendment will be the first item as a roll call in the October 15, 2015 PMB meeting agenda.
I second. This is Lawrence.
Alan on the call.
I'm sorry. Janet, did you say something?
Sorry?
Did you say something? Was that you?
No, that was Teresa. No. Alan. She's present on the call now.
Oh, okay.
And Lawrence seconds the motion by Adriana,
right,
from Houston.
Okay. Okay. So... this is kind of unusual. The only thing on the agenda were the bylaws, and Lawrence seconded. We haven't assigned a time yet, but Brenda, can you be the timekeeper?
Sure.
Okay. For both, anyway, we have a motion on the floor that's been seconded, and the motion, as I understand it, is to postpone this one item since we have an unusual number of absences. We did make quorum. We have an unusual number of absences to, and so that's what's on the floor. That would be the reason for wishing to postpone it till a week from tomorrow.
I send a motion to the whole PMB. I don't know if
okay.
You see it.
Any discussion?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, it's not really... I have some questions, but that's assuming that this gets approved. So can I... If it does get approved, I'd like to ask some questions.
Okay. Well, first, I'm asking for a discussion on the motion. Okay. Hearing no discussion, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Objections? Can we set? Or? All right. I'll call the roll.
Well,
Alan,
maybe there's no objection.
She's calling the roll.
Alan, KPFT.
Point of information.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who is that?
This is Alan. Is there an objection?
Oh, that's right. I didn't hear anything. Does anyone object to this motion? Hearing no objection, then the motion passes. And Janet Kay, you had a question.
Well, a couple of questions first. Postponement would also involve the change in the deadline for the delegates election, or not election, sorry, vote on the bylaws by 8 days. So I'm going to assume that that date should be changed on the Pacifica website and that the LSB should be notified. But
Wait. I'm sorry. It doesn't affect the when the delegates have to vote by.
There is a set of days between the date of the PNB vote and the deadline for the delegate vote.
Okay.
In any case, maybe we can talk about this offline, but that's one of my questions. The other question has to do with the notice of the October 15th meeting. I'm wanting to know whether I should include in that notice, or update the notice that there will be a vote on the proposed bylaws amendment, besides business.
It should follow exactly what we just passed. Adriana just sent, which includes that it would be the first item.
Right, but I'm just talking about the notice of the October 15th meeting. All right, I'll just include that.
That's
okay, that's all I wanted to ask.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
The only reason of this meeting is the proposed bylaw amendments, and we will not discuss it. I proposed, I asked for adjournment.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Is there who seconded?
Serene.
Okay, Serene. And any objection? Here, no objection. We are adjourned. Thank everybody for showing up. I know that it was confusing having it on a Wednesday. We were just trying to allow the additional time for the LSBs to vote and so forth. But we'll give it a go next week again. It's not the first time, by the way, that the bylaws vote on the PMB is postponed. It seems to happen.
But it's an early night. Now I can hit the bars.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.